Chapter 10 Land. It was hot on the small boat, and there was no protection from the sun. After a week, the men were hungry and thirsty. Captain Bligh used his sextant every day. He tried to make his men feel better.
"We're sailors,"
he told them.
"We can survive hunger and thirst. And we have the discipline for this voyage."
Captain Bligh told the sailors that he had a plan.
"We'll go to the island of Tofoa,"
he said.
"We can buy more food and water there."
The men believed in their captain. He was always calm, and he always knew where the boat was. He was not afraid of the sea. They soon arrived at the island of Tofoa. At first, the islanders were friendly, and they brought the sailors food and drink. But soon they began to change. They attacked the sailors and killed one of them. Captain Bligh gave the order to sail away from the island. Now they only had enough food and water for 5 days.
"Listen to me, men,"
Captain Bligh said.
"We must sail to Koh Phang, but the journey will take 50 days. We must eat and drink very little. It will be difficult and dangerous, but we can do it. What do you say? Will you follow my orders?"
The sailors agreed to follow their captain's orders. The sea was full of sharks. They followed the boat.
"Don't put your hands in the water,"
Captain Bligh told the sailors.
"The sharks are hungry too."
The sea was flat and calm. The boat sailed through the waves. Suddenly the sea became rough and the boat moved from side to side. Tom was afraid.
"It's a whale!"
one of the sailors cried. Then Tom saw an enormous whale come out of the sea. The whale was larger than their boat. Captain Bligh laughed.
"Don't be frightened, Mr. Barnes,"
he said kindly.
"Whales don't attack boats."
The weather quickly changed. The sky was full of clouds and there was a strong wind.
"A storm is coming, sir,"
one of the sailors said to Captain Bligh. Captain Bligh saw that he was right.
"Take the sail down, men,"
he commanded. Soon the storm arrived. The waves were very big and the boat was full of water. The storm lasted all that day and continued all that night. The sailors were wet and tired. It was now the 30th day of their voyage in the boat. The men were exhausted. They wanted to rest, but they continued to obey Captain Bligh's orders. Suddenly, one of the sailors looked up.
"A sail!"
he shouted.
"There's a ship over there, sir!"
It was true. They saw a sail in the distance. They started to shout. They wanted the ship to see them. They shouted for a long time, but the ship did not see their boat. After a while, they could not see the sail anymore. The men were sad now. They had no hope.
"We're going to die,"
one of them said.
"My sextant, please, Mr. Barnes,"
Captain Bligh said to Tom.
"I must discover where we are."
Captain Bligh looked through the sextant and wrote some numbers on a piece of paper.
"Good news, men,"
he told the sailors.
"We're near land."
"How many days, sir?"
one of the sailors wanted to know.
10 days, 2 weeks,"
Captain Bligh told him.
"And then food and water, as much as we want."
The sailors looked at their captain with respect. They trusted him now. He was a good navigator. They started to hope again. It was the 47th day at sea in the boat. The men had no strength. It was difficult for them to raise and lower the sail. They needed food and water. It was a hot day, and some of the sailors were asleep. Captain Bligh talked to Tom.
They're good men,
he said.
They have discipline, Mr. Barnes. The Navy needs discipline. Discipline and good navigation.
On the 12th of June, 1789, one of the sailors gave a shout.
Land, sir! I can see land over there!
The other sailors woke up. They looked out of the boat.
It's true!
They cried.
Land, sir! Land!
Captain Bligh smiled at them.
It is land, indeed,
he told them.
This is Timor.
Soon they were on land. Their journey of 7,000 kilometers was over.